Dara Fahey, one of the management at Corryfin United. Good night for you tonight at NABC Park.
Yeah, look, it was a great night. We played well from the start, which was good. It was important for us to start right, and we did that. So we were delighted with that. We faded a bit towards the end of the first half, but half-time came the right time for us, and we got back on track then again.
I mean, you got a cracking early goal, old-fashioned ball down the wing, cross, striker finishes, Dylan.
Yeah, look, we've got Dylan Wall up front there, buckets and buckets of pace, great skill, great at getting onto the ball, great at holding the ball up and getting the midfielders in behind him. So that was one of the tactics we've tried over the last few weeks, and it's worked well for us, and it worked well again tonight.
Very good, Nathan Kearney, the credit for the fine delivery.
Oh, great, look, Nathan's been playing unbelievable all season, Barry O'Donovan's been playing unbelievable all season, Dylan Wall up front, brilliant all season. We've a great attacking team, so it's really trying to build from the back around that to let them do what they need to do. Johnny Kane there midfield again, pulling strings left, right and centre. He was on song again tonight and made a great difference there in midfield as well.
Second half, you got goals that were sort of simple goals. You pulled away, but more than the Michael Byrne Cup final last night, which you wouldn't be familiar with, but Salt Hill won that 3-0. Tonight's win was not a 4-0 victory. I thought Cusharriga were much closer than that in terms of the performance of the game.
Oh, Cusharriga, they've been a great team all the season. We've played them twice in the league. We bet them once, they bet us once. There hasn't been much in the difference between the two of us. Our big thing for what we've been trying to do the last few weeks, and we did against Mount Villa as well 2 weeks ago in the semi-final of the Cup, is we need to keep the ball better. We're a footballing team. We can do it. And it's been drilled into us the last 2 or 3 years. Keep the ball and use the ball well, and we did that, and when we did that simple football, we got up the pitch and we got the goals. We have the finishers to do it, and they did it tonight again, which was great.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. You have the footballers there, you played nice football. In fact, both teams played nice football, but I mean, obviously, you just took the opportunities that came your way. You were quite clinical in the last third of the pitch.
We were, and we have Dylan Canny there in goal. In the first half, he made 1-2 good saves. It was only 1-0 at half time, so he kept us in it as well, and he's been doing that all year. And same again there in the second half, wasn't it 2-0 or maybe 3-0, I'm not too sure, but he pulled off 2 or 3 good saves there as well. And that's what you need. Good solid defence, build from the back and keep it going. And we did really well, it was great.
Of course, it's not just tonight that you can celebrate. You finished runners-up to Mount Villa in the league and were promoted as well. So it's a good campaign.
Yeah, no, it's been a good campaign. We've been building the last three or four years. There was no team in Corryfin for a long time. We're back in action there the last 5 years. It was getting lads back, building again, getting the style of football we want to play, and getting the footballers back that have been playing over the years, underage all the way through, getting all those old guards back and trying to get the younger lads coming through, your Nathan Canny's, Dylan Walls, all these guys, they've buckets of talent, so we just need to have the team there to bring them along. And we have great leadership there in Alan O'Donovan, James Whelan, they've been around the block a long, long time. Andrew Fury keeping things going as well. We've a good management team there, 3 or 4 of us that just kind of keeping things ticking along, and that's what's needed. You need 3 or 4 of us going, and it's made the most of it the last couple of years. Promotion last year, promotion again this year, cup final last year we lost, we learned from it last year, and we got the cup final tonight and we got the win.
And also, just Barry O'Donovan mentioned in his acceptance speech that you've had quite a lot of success to school by both boys and girls this season, which obviously is good for the club overall.
Yeah, look, we the girls team there, under 12s, I think it was, for the first time this year, it's their first season, they got to the Connacht final, I think they won it as well. So they had great underage structure coming through there. We've a couple of guys there, Mixie Harty, he's doing his bit in the background there, Declan McGowan, there's loads of them doing their few bits there, and it's important to have those underage lads coming through, but we need to have the teams ahead of them to bring them on. Under 14 I think is the highest we've had this year, and they've had some success, so we need to kind of get those lads coming through as much as we can. And for the first time as well this year we had a reserve team, which was great, so unheard of in Corryfin, really, 55 adults registered for soccer. That's been built in the last 4 or 5 years, so we've got that up and running this year, and we try and drive that on again now next year.